Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Tipton High School. A Saturday night, basketball on a Saturday night. We welcome both teams to the playing surface tonight. Cowan here with Tipton tonight. We'll mention the JV contest just concluded. It was quite a contest. We'll mention it was 45-42. And we're going to talk right now with the head coach of the JV team, and that's Lisa Blaylock. And I tell you what, I heard her in action, and she actually plays like she used to be a ball player, did you not?
Yes, I did. I played, it's been a long time, though.
Well, tell us where you played and what position.
Okay, well, I played at Upper Iowa University. I played shooting guard.
That's excellent. I heard you in the huddle. You talk just like you should.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm just trying to encourage the guys and keep them focused on what we're trying to be doing.
We were in your gym last year. I witnessed you coaching. How long have you been coaching?
Well, since I was about 22 years old, I actually coached at Ball State for 10 years and then been coaching in high school for about 10 more years. So
that's excellent. I tell you what class did you teach?
I teach physical education.
Well, that makes good sense. So you get to see the cream of the crop.
Absolutely. Every single day I get to have fun.
I tell you what, I got to interview Suzanne Crump last year in the gym. That was special.
Yeah, Suzanne is an amazing athletic director. I'm absolutely one of the best athletic directors in the state. We are super blessed to get to have her at RAD.
Does she still hold the assistant principal role?
Yep, she assistant principal at RAD.
That sounds good. I tell you what, appreciate you coming up here in short notice.
Oh,
you did a wonderful job.
Well, absolutely. I appreciate it, and we'll look forward to a great varsity matchup.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
That is the JV coach of Cowan, the Blackhawks. Again, her name is Lisa Blaylock. Not a lot of females coaching at the varsity JV level. She's a varsity assistant. Right now, the guys are out on the floor, and they're taking shots at their leisure. We're missing over the free throw line the other end, Spidell. When is Spidell going to start again tonight? And in both teams, I'll tell you what, 6'9". Right there for the Cowan Blackhawks. We'll see him play. He'll start as Cole Duncan. We talked to the coach about him. Right now, we got almost 12 minutes on the pregame clock. We're going to play a couple of coach interviews. We're going to unplug right now. We'll plug back in, and we'll capture these interviews. They were taped.
I got with the coach last night. You guys stuck with it. Fourth quarter, you pulled it out.
Well, I think we started turning the tide really in the third quarter, you know, when we held the 3 points on defense. But what I liked the most was we were able to overcome the foul disparity that we had in the first half, 10-1, and our guys stayed focused and did the things they had to do to shut them down.
That's a good outcome. Very good for the Eastern Conference and East Division.
Yeah, you know, every game is a conference championship game, we tell them, and our kids played like champions last night.
Tonight you've got Cowan Blackhawks in the house. Last year you went over there and was kind of decided you. This year could be different.
Well, they've got 5 starters that almost all average double figures, and I think they're a very good, solid team. They're 3-3, I think, or something like that, but we'll have to do the things that we need to be able to do to improve. I think we'll take a lot of pride and a lot of purpose in this game, and I think our guys will come out and really defend.
Okay, well, I saw your guys wearing Christmas sweaters tonight. That's festive.
Yeah, it is. Christmas time is a fun time here, and everybody made it. They call it spending Christmas sweater night or something.
That tells you that in, what, 3 days before Christmas, you're going to be in a one-day tournament at DeKalb, but you'll play 12-15.
Right. I used to coach DeKalb way back, and they offered a one-day tournament situation for us. One of the reasons we took that, if you notice, the teams are 4A and 3A teams, and we do believe strength of schedule really helps you when it comes later, especially this team believes that, and they love the personal challenge, so we're looking forward to going up there. Obviously, we have Jay County in the first game, and they are a team that plays a 1-2-2 zone, and so we'll have to really move the ball. Well, after you get down back to the middle of Christmas, on the 27th and 28th, you're going to Clinton Central for another tournament.
Yeah. So the Central tournament, you know, will be interesting. I think we open up there with Carroll, which I think is one of the top teams in the state. But right now our only focus is trying to get the job done tonight, and then we'll continue to work in our practices on all these opponents. Okay, we're still breathing. We're going to talk to Coach Cameron Groves. Great to see you, sir.
Hey, thanks. Glad to be here. Cliff's always a good guy, and we like to play against good teams.
I tell you what, you've had a little bit of weather, but not too much getting over here.
Yeah, the worst part I told Cliff was finding the door to come in with the construction.
That's absolutely true. Well, listen, you guys are 3-3 now in Blackhawks. You got three guys averaging in double figures.
Yeah, usually offense doesn't give us too much trouble. It's shooting ourselves in the foot or getting stopped on the defensive end. Offensively, most of the time, we know what to do. We just enjoy it.
And what are you talking about number 20, Griffin Smith? 9.8, but he shoots 52% from two-point land.
Yeah, Griff likes offense, and he's one of a number of good shooters we have.
I tell you what, you got Christmas coming up. Have you got any year next game? It's after the new year.
Yeah, we got a bit of a break here before we come back with rival Daleville. And then we got Eastbrook on the road, and then we got the county tournament. So we'll give them a little bit of a break here after next week, or starting next week, and they come back after Christmas break and get after it to get ready for the new year.
Hey, last thing I'll ask you, number 21, he's averaging 11.8. He's 76% from the strike. He's a good time. Talk about that gentleman, Cole Duncan.
Yeah, Cole's really improved his shooting stroke. Really, you can tell that he's focused in at the line from where he has been the last couple of years. And Cole loves basketball, and he's a basketball junkie, and he's gotten a lot better.
Good luck, Coach Aaron Groves. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you.
Team's still out on the floor, taking some shots in daylight, and then we'll walk back this direction, trying to find a quiet place to play the tape, and that wasn't too bad. We're missing right now on the pregame. On the pregame, 6 minutes, 12 seconds. We'll talk a little bit about each school, and we'll go check, see if my wife can check if we're coming in okay right now. I'm guessing we are. We'll go ahead and mention a little bit about each school. First, for the Cowan Blackhawks. Back home, they have a gym capacity of 2,000. They're class 1A, sectional number 55. In their sectional, there are 5 teams. I'll give you the team name and their overall record presently. Liberty Christian, they're 2-4. Cowan Blackhawks, 3-3. Daleville, they're 3-4. As Coach mentioned, they're going to play them after the first of the year. First game back. Tri-Central, they're 3-3. Anderson Prep Academy, they're 0-6. Those are the 5 teams in Sectional 55, Class 1A. When it's the principal at Cowan Blackhawk High School is Brent Adams. The athletic director and the assistant principal is Suzanne Crump. We'll let you know Cowan High School is located at 9401. South Nottingham Street, Muncie, Indiana, 47302. You can dial them up at 765-289-7128. They wear the collars black and gold. They perform in the Mid-Indiana Conference. I take that back. That's the Mid-Eastern Conference. I'm pretty familiar with the Mid-Indiana Conference, as used to be along them prior to the Hoosier Conference. You're the 15-year go-around. We're making the Mid-Eastern Conference. It's Blue River. They're at the top. They're 3-0. They're 5-2 overall. Eastern Hancock, they're 2-0. They're 5-1. Wapahani, they're 1-0. They're 5-1 overall. Randolph Southern, they're 1-0. They're 4-1 overall.
Cowan. They're currently 1-1. That's in the Mid-Eastern Conference. They're 3-3 overall. Westdale, they're 2-2. They're 3-5 overall. Shenandoah, they're 1-2. They're 3-3 overall. Daleville, they're 1-3. They're 3-4 overall. Union High School, they're 0-2 in the conference. They're 1-3 overall. Followed up by Monroe Central, they're 0-2. They're looking to win their first game. They played 5. We'll mention the Cowan Blackhawks averaging 59.5 points per game. That's in 6 games. They're getting up there, getting up and down the floor quite a bit. They're currently 3-3. They're 1-1 in the Mid-Eastern Conference. And we'll remind you, the head coach is Mr. Aaron Groves. Aaron Groves, that's G-R-O-V-E-S. He's currently 22 wins, 28 losses, working in year number 3 at Cowan High School. Overall, a 6-year varsity basketball coach, 36-77. He lets me know he's been teaching for 18 years. That's a lot of good for the young students. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for Cowan. It's going to happen Friday. It'll be January 6th, 2023. Cowan will be at Daleville, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Now, we'll talk a little bit about the home team. At the Tipton Blue Devils, they have a gym capacity right here, 3,050. The school enrollment, 454. Their class 2A, sectional 39. 7 in their sectional. We'll mention the sectional record and the overall record. In their sectional is Eastern. That's the Eastern Thomas. They're 1-0. They're 6-1 overall. Tipton, they're just the same. They're 1-0. 6-1 overall. Madison Grant, 1 win, no losses. They're 4-1. Elwood, they're 1-2. They're 2 wins, 4 losses on the season. Taylor, they've yet to play a conference game. They are 7-0. We'll mention Blackford. They're 0-1 in the conference. I should say in the sectional opponents, I should say. They're 3-3 overall. And the Eastbrook Panthers are 0-1. They're 2-3 overall. The principal at Tipton High School is Craig Leach. The athletic director is Corey Fernum. The athletic trainer on hand tonight is Burke Emmerts. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up at 765-675-7431. They were the colors blue and white, and they perform in the Hoosier Conference. Also, 10 members in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East Division and a West Division. In the East Division, it stacks up like this. Tipton, they're 2-0. They're 6-1 overall. Followed up by Northwestern, they're 1-0. They're 3-3 overall. Lewis Taft Kings, they're 1-1. They're 5-2 overall. Hamilton High Tuskies, they're 1-1. They're 2-5 overall. Western Panthers, they're 0-3 in the East Division. They're 2-4 overall. In the West Division of the Hoosier Conference, it stacks up like this. Benton Central, they're 1-0. They're 6-1 overall. Rensselaer Central, they're 1-0. They're 5-3 overall. Central Catholic Knights, they're 0-0. In the West Division, they're 3-4 overall. West Lafayette, the Red Devils, are 0-1. They're 3-3 overall. The Twin Lakes Indians, they're 0-1 in the West. They're 3-5 overall. As we'll mention, the Blue Devils are currently 6-1. They're 2-0 in the Hoosier East Division. Averaging per game, this is an average, offensively, 66.3. It should be a good game. Head coach is Cliff Hawkins, 52-27. Year number 4 at Tipton, 549-386. 42nd year overall, but she head coach. We accept your sales for the presentation of collars and our national anthem. Okay.
Information Director Emeritus, Bob Fletcher, and Student Director, Senior Alex Chevy, to singing of our national anthem.
National anthem, that's a Tipton High School band sounding marvelous. We'll finish up right there with Tipton Blue Devils pregame. We'll remind you their next game on the agenda is going to be Thursday, December 22nd. It'll be in a neutral site. It'll happen at DeKalb High School. Tipton will play Jay County. It'll be a 12 noon start time. They're calling 12:15 on the schedule. So get there early. We'll also mention a one-day tournament. It will be, and then they'll come back at DeKalb. They'll play a tournament involving several. It'll be Tipton playing the early contest. And we'll mention, we're going to get to the starting lineup of tonight's ball game. First, for the visiting, Cowan Blackhawks. They'll start like this. Number one, he's a 6-foot junior. That's Mason Kidd. He's averaging 13 points per game. Webbing number two, 5'9 junior, Timmy Watson. He's averaging 14 per day. Webbing number 20, 6'3-ish junior, Griffin Smith, averaging 9.8. Number 21, 6'9-ish junior, that's Cole Duncan, 11.8 points per game. And number 22, 6-foot junior, Bradley Terrell. He's averaging 7.7. The head coach is Aaron Groves. Now, for the Blue Devils of Tipton. Then we're number two, 6'1". He's a senior. Maverick Conaway averaging 7.9. Wearing number three, he's a 6'5" sophomore. That's Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter averaging 15.7. Wearing number 11, a 6'1" junior, that's Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan averaging 15.6 per game. Number 21, 6'2" sophomore, that's Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell is chipping in with 4.7 per game. That's him through the scoring column. He's a rebounding at a clip of 3.9 per game. Wearing number 23, rounding out the lineup, 6-foot. He's a junior. Jackson Money. He's averaging 12.1 per game. The head coach is Cliff Hawkins. So they're getting ready for some basketball right here. Blue Devils wearing the white. They're laced in blue. And we'll mention the Cowan. Cowan Blackhawks. They're wearing black. They've got gold numbers. They're kind of an off gold. They're kind of a deep yellow. And I will mention, I tell you what, I found out, wearing the Blackhawk mascot, Cowan Sheridan, and I'm, what was the other one? I got it wrote down around here somewhere. It's Spring Valley. Spring Valley or Blackhawks. I don't know who else, but not many others in the state of Indiana. They're going to jump it up, Grady Carpenter, Duncan, right there. Cole Duncan tipped in the back, well picked up by Tipton. On the baseline drive is Grady Carpenter. If he get outside to try to get it, and Maverick Conaway, it was tall. It goes out of bounds pretty near the Cowan bench. Going to give the ball back to Blackford. It's almost like Blackford got the tip. They're in the front court now. No shots taken thus far. 7:43 on the game clock. We're at Tipton High School. Outside the paint, Duncan. Duncan going to take a shot and wouldn't go. Rebound, Maverick Conaway. Cole Duncan, back the other direction. Jackson Money, left-handed layup. Good. 2-0 contest, Jackson Money for two. Going to dribble it to the front court. On the dribble, number two, Timmy Watson. They're working behind the arc at 22, Bradley Carroll. He'll dribble in just outside the paint. Jackson Money going to play defense on him. He's going to float one up left-handed. Got the bucket. Two-point bucket for the bearded Bradley Carroll in the front court. Going to carry it. Grady Carpenter, he was looking to go inside. He took that hesitation dribble and palmed the basketball, giving it back to Cowan. 2-2 contest, 7-minute mark. We played a minute. Long, 3-point shot off the rim. Wouldn't go. Jackson Money with the rebound. That shot taken by Jimmy Watson. Back the other direction, Jackson Money. They'll go to the corner with it, Grady Carpenter. Cross-court pass, Maverick Conaway. Back to Jackson. Inside out. They'll give it to Nolan Swan. They'll go left elbow extended. And that was extended about 3 steps behind the arc. 3-point bucket for Swan. 5-2. Ball game. Early going at Tipton High School. Cowan. They try to get it down there. Duncan. Duncan is played underneath and gets away stolen by Landon Spidell. Going back the other direction. To the corner. Nolan Swan tries a right corner baseline three. It wouldn't go. Ball carom tie. Going to be the first foul in the ball game. Whistled. They're going to whistle this on Timmy Watson of Cowan. He picks up his first foul. First foul in the game. Total. They'll bring it back in. Jackson Money. They'll get it into Grady Carpenter. He'll dish off on the layup. And Nolan Swan for two. 7-2. Tipped in by five. Going to cross the timeline at a pretty good pace. That's number two, Timmy Watson. Out top of the circle. We're going to get Tim Grady Carpenter. They'll dish it 22, Bradley Carroll. Now back out top, it's number one, Mason Kidd. He'll work at left side behind the arc. Timmy Watson, he'll take a three. Shot's good. Right elbow extended, Timmy Watson. Pulls Cowan to within two, it's 7-5. In the front court with the basketball and the dribble, Grady Carpenter. Left side behind the arc, Maverick Conaway. Out top, Jackson Money for three. Wind around, wouldn't fall. Soft roll up there, fell off. Rebound secured there by Cole Duncan. He'll get it to the point guard. That's number two, Timmy Watson. Straight away, he'll pass it right side. Mason Kidd. They'll try to work it down low to Duncan again. Duncan might have got away with the foot on the baseline. No call. He saved the basketball from going out of bounds. They'll work it back out. It's going to be a first foul with them on Tipton. Right here in the Cowan front court. 5:16 on the game clock. Pretty good burst. Matthew, check it out. 7-5 contest. To the corner. They'll work it to number 20, Griffin Smith. They'll work it down low, Duncan. Ball's loose. Picked up by Tipton. Going back the other direction off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. Grady Carpenter, and he'll shoot one more. They're going to whistle a foul on Mason Kidd. He wears number one. He picked up his first foul in the contest. Two thus far for Cowan, one for Tipton. 3-point play, wouldn't go, rimmed out. Rebound out of there, secured by number 20, Griffin Smith. He'll work it back to Bradley Carroll. He'll go in near the paint to take a shot, wouldn't go. Fighting for the board there was Cole Duncan. He was locking it up with Landon Spidell. Spidell going to be the last to touch it. Going to be in the front corner. They're going to bring him left of the bucket on the baseline. It's Timmy Watson. They'll get the ball back from teammate Bradley Carroll. Watson going to cross-court double chip pass. Opposite side of the gym in the corner. He'll dribble in. A floater off the glass. Going to get called for a traveling violation. Nolan Swan was doing the kumbaya. They'll bring the ball back in. Tipton basketball going to bring it from the backcourt. Grady Carpenter going to walk across the timeline. He'll pass it left side. Jackson Lennon will move it to the corner. Maverick Conaway. They'll bring it back in outside the paint, left side. That was Grady Carpenter. They'll pass it out top. 3-point shot, good. Nolan Swan straight out top, couple of steps. 12-5 contest. Tipped in by seven. Left elbow, left side. He'll pass it to the corner. That's number two, Timmy Watson. He'll get the ball back. He's running against Grady Carpenter. It's a high mismatch. That's a pretty good match. We'll lose the basketball. That was Carroll picking it up. Maverick Conaway. He'll get it to Nolan Swan. He'll go right-handed layup on the left side of the rim. Two-point bucket. It's going to be a shift for Maverick Conaway. It's going to be a 60-second timeout. 14-5. 4:02. They're going to call it a 60-second timeout. And we thank you for tuning in. We'll miss it. This game is in part being brought to you by Blue Devil Boilermaker. At Blue Devil Boilermaker, a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Skipton Blue Devils basketball winter schedule. This sponsor attended grade K through 12 in the Skipton school system. He then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support winter sports at Skipton High School. They bring the ball into the backcourt. Bradley Carroll, he'll pass it back out top. Behind the arc, he'll dribble in now. That's Duncan. That's Cole Duncan. They get it back to the point guard in the corner, left corner baseline. He'll take a three. Three-point shot wouldn't go for Timmy Watson. Back the other direction, Jackson Money. He'll hand off Grady Carpenter. Behind the arc, he'll shot. He'll shoot a three. It wouldn't go. Rebound, flip back is good. Landon Spidell. Right there, as mentioned, Landon Spidell averaging almost 4 rebounds per game. He's at the right spot a lot of the time. So we're going to back around and hit the perimeter. Bradley Carroll going to back his way down in the paint. He's going to take a hop step after that jump stop. He's going to be called for traveling. But give the ball back to Tipton. Brought in by Nolan Swan. Grady Carpenter going to dribble across the timeline at a walk pace. He'll be picked up top of the circle right there by Cole Duncan. Out top of the basketball, Landon Spidell working around the perimeter. 23 Jackson Money. They're working left side. No getting to say three-point shot wouldn't go. That was Nolan Swan. Rebound out of there. Picked up by Cowan. Going to be a strip in the paint. Landon Spidell going to get the steal. Going to give it to Jackson Money. They'll give it to Grady Carpenter. Going to be a foul whistle prior to the shot. In the ballgame for Cowan is number 5, Blaine Marlack. Blaine Marlack, he's a 6'3 senior. Blaine Marlack in the ballgame now. So let's take another substitution in the game. Taking a breather is Timmy Watson. In the game, back in the game is Griffin Smith. Going to be passed down low, hard to handle by Jackson Money. Going to go to the backcourt, going to save his tips. Picked up by Maverick Conaway. A lot of folks thought it was going to be over and back. And I'm one of them. They didn't blow the whistle. They'll work at left side baseline. They'll work his way in. That's the same as Spidell. They'll get an elbow left side. Grady Carpenter shot wouldn't go. Rebound tipped him. Picked up by Maverick Conaway. Now back out top to Grady Carpenter. Free throw line is taken left side behind the arc. Nolan Swan. He's shouting out some instructions. He'll pick up a screen from Grady. They'll go right side, put left-handed layup. That was Michael Jordan-esque. Right there, he got the bucket, and he'll shoot one. I'm trying to remember that game. Michael Jordan went in to shoot with the right hand on the right side. He ended up shooting with the left hand on the left side. So we got a kid shaking up right there on the floor. Coach Dylan Groves out there to check on his player. That's number 5, Blaine Marlack. They might leave Marlack in the game. I'm not sure, but it's understandable that if coach comes out to check on the player, player has to exit the game. And he will. He'll go out of the game now. In the game for him is 23, Victor Garrett. Victor Garrett, a 6'4 senior. He's going to sub in just for a little bit. I'm sure he'll be back. So at the free throw line, Nolan Swan, he'll get one, and he got it. 3-point play, Nolan Swan. 19-5 contest. 2:08 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline is Mason Kidd. Way out top, being guarded there by Sam Quigley. Sam Quigley in the ballgame wears number 5. So bounce it out top. Bradley Carroll going to take a 3. Gets off the mark, lives off rebound on Nolan Swan. He'll outlet front court. Grady Carpenter working outside. Sam Quigley might have got away with the step. The dribble, he'll pass it left side behind the arc. 3-point shot good. Grady Carpenter, 22-5. Blue Devils in front. Out top, 3-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. That was Mason Kidd. Where's number 1? Back the other direction. Grady Carpenter going to pass it down low. Sam Quigley. Carpenter with the assist. Quigley with the 2-point bucket in the paint. 1:20 on the game clock. First quarter, Gavin Hare getting ready to check in at the scores bench. They're working down low. Duncan, there's going to be a battle, and somebody's going to push Duncan. And why not? The guy is 6'9". That's going to be the second foul on Nolan Swan. I said it was. 6'9", that reminds me of Dr. Dunk. Dr. Dunk, that's Darnell Hillman from the Indiana Pacers. That guy could think they could make change off the top of the backboard. You know what I mean? He's going to work administratively, I guess, for tips for the Indiana Pacers. He's now retired. They're going the other way, off the glass. Left side of bucket, Sam Quigley for 2. Under a minute left here in the quarter. 25-5. Check that, 26-5. I'm looking through a backboard that they've got strung up. And I'm... Foul's going to be whistled in the front court of Cowan. They're going to whistle this one on number 3, Grady Carpenter. He'll pick up his first foul. Team foul number 3. 4 thus far for Cowan here in the quarter. They'll work it down low to Duncan. They'll feed him good. He'll go off the glass. 2-point bucket. High seed. Cole Duncan high points it and gets the bucket in the glass on the paint. Works it in the other direction. Maverick Conaway, Jackson Money. Works to right side, Grady Carpenter. He'll go baseline. Spin move. Shot in the paint. Turnaround jumper. About 10 feet. Got the bucket. Pretty sharp to Grady Carpenter. 28-7. Ball's in the front court. Cowan on the dribble. Working behind the back there. Mason Kidd. Free throw line inside the arc. Back to Mason Kidd. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Outside the arc, Bradley Carroll. He'll dribble in. He'll take a shot off the glass. Jackson Money was in his bill. 2-point bucket good for Bradley Carroll. Shot at the buzzer was not going to kill. It was more than half court. Grady Carpenter almost got the bucket. So that's after one quarter of play. At the end of one, Tipton 28, Cowan 9. We're making this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. They're located at 1708 South 8th Street. That's Noblesville, Indiana. You can dial them up at 317-773-4800. That's 317-773-4800. They're authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet, commercial with lift gates. And if you've got a lift gate, that can help out a great deal. They have a full line of moving supplies, locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily, that's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Indiana Express Rentals. In Noblesville. Alternate possession arrow. Going to give the ball to Cowan. Cowan's going to enter the ball. That's number 23 is in the ball game. Victor Garrett. He'll pass it to the backcourt slot. He's picked up there by number 1, Mason Kidd. He'll work a right side to, right there to Victor Garrett. Out top of the circle. Work the left side. Bradley Carroll. He'll cross over. We're going to give Jackson Money. 3-point shot good. Right elbow extended, that's number 1, Mason Kidd, right there in front of the Blue Devil bench, 28-12. At the other side of the floor, 3-point shot in front of the Cowan bench, Sam Quigley for 3, he's trying to get it down low. to Cole Duncan. Cole Duncan couldn't quite get to it. The pass was lengthy. Goes out of bounds on the baseline. Gavin Hare in the ball game. He'll inbound the basketball to Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter across the timeline at a walk pace. He'll go right side. He'll be picked up by Cole Duncan. Bounce pass, elbow left side. Jackson Money, jump shot wouldn't go. Fighting for the board, kicks to the corner. Picked up by Mason Kidd of the Blackhawks. They go right side, he'll drill across, elbow left side. Going out to retrieve the pass is 22, Bradley Carroll. They'll go back in and take a jump stop. He'll go off the glass, wouldn't get it. Duncan with the rebound, he'll put it back up off glass for two. 31-14, Blue Devils by 17. 6:45 left here in the second quarter. Look to do the corner, Maverick Conaway. Turnaround jumper for Grady Carpenter, short off the rim, wouldn't go, hit the baseline. 16-footer, rebound secured by Mason Kidd. They'll go coast to coast. Off the glass, left side, using the right hand to deliver it off the glass. 2-point bucket, coast to coast for Kidd. 31-16, 6:18 on the game clock. Front court, Tipton, out top, Sam Quigley, looks at right side, Grady Carpenter. He'll work the dribble and go against Duncan. This challenge him down low. They're going to call Grady Carpenter for a step. Not quite sure. Kind of fooled the official, I think. But nevertheless, ball goes back to Challen. 6:09 on the game clock. 31-16. Tipton in front, crossing the timeline at a quick pace. That's number two, Timmy Watson. Works it right side behind the arc. That's Cole Duncan. Now back out top. They'll get it to Mason Kidd. Touching the hands briefly. Right there, Victor Garrett. They'll go underneath the basket. They'll take a shot. He hits the floor harder. That's Bradley Carroll. He's going to shoot twice. They'll go to the foul stripe. It'll whistle this foul on Tipton. It'll be Maverick Conaway. Maverick Conaway picked up his first foul in the ballgame. Both teams with four. Bradley Carroll's first shot rims around, falls in. Bradley Carroll on the season, 67% entering the ballgame. He's now 13 for 19 and now 14 for 20. Bradley Carroll, two at the strike. 5:48 on the game clock. 31-18. Working it right side behind the arc, Sam Quigley. He'll bounce pass, right here and here outside the paint. Lost the handle. That's a tough pass to handle for Maverick Conaway. Stolen by Cowan. They're in the front court, dunking off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Fighting for the board. This will be the last touch. They're going to change the call. They're going to say it was last touch by Tipton. And they were pointing the other direction. I thought it was a good call initially. Not sure now, but they're going to give the ball back to Cowan. I'm standing right here staring at that location about 75 feet from here. So they get the ball back. Elbow, right side, 2-point shot when he goes. That was Cole Duncan. So we're going to see the front court, Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare going to get his shot recycled by Cole Duncan. They'll go back the other direction. Shot off the glass would go. That was Kidd. Mason Kidd couldn't get it. During the rebound, going to be another foul whistled on Tipton. Grady Carpenter going to pick up the personal foul. He has two in the ballgame. Ball's going to be inbound left of the bucket. Not too far left of the bucket. That's Timmy Watson. He'll get his call. Shot on the way. Duncan got the bucket about 16 feet away at the left elbow. 2-point shot good. That's Coach Mitchin. Cole Duncan really increasing his game. Cole Duncan, just a junior. He's 6'9". Going to go right side off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Jackson Money took the two. Couldn't get it. He'll earn two at the foul stripe. They're going to whistle the foul on number two, Timmy Watson. He's got one. At the free throw line, Jackson Money. Jackson Money's first shot up and good. Jackson Money now on the season. He's 6-13. Landon Spidell back in the ballgame. He wears 21, taking a breather. Number four, Gavin Hare. 4:53 on the game clock. Second shot on the way, good. Jackson Money going to be a timeout, Blue Devils. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. And Will Mitchell, did you get the Hamilton County reporter? It's more than possible. A lot of folks out of county, out of state, like to watch and read the Hamilton County reporter. You can get that newspaper. You can get it by paper delivered in the mail, or you can get it online at the Hamilton County Reporter. In-county rate on paper is $24 a year. Out-of-county rate on paper is $60 a year. If you'd like to get that paper, or you'd want to go online and get that particular in-house in your inbox, you can contact Circulation Director Isaac Taylor, 765-585-9519. That's the Hamilton County Reporter. Ball's going to be brought in. Crossing the timeline, Callum. To the right corner baseline. 3-4 shot just off the mark. Cole Duncan is heating up. Ball's going to tear him. It's going to go out of bounds. Doesn't belong to Tipton. Jackson Money brings it in. Side court in front of the spirit section. Nolan Swan going to take the point. He'll work at left side. Grady Carpenter, he'll take the three. 3-point shot by Delbert extended. And that's probably why Nolan Swan is taking the points. 36-20. Second quarter. 4:16 on the game clock. In the front court, Jimmy Watson on the dribble. They're working down low. They're trying to get the basketball, and Nolan Swan picks it up while seated on the floor. They'll get to the front court. Maverick counterway. Grady Carpenter back to Maverick to go inside and bring it back out as he sees Cole Duncan right there. Left side, 3-point shot on the way, rims off. Nolan Swan, rebound secured by 6'9" Cole Duncan. Back the other direction, there'll be a block shot. Mason Kidd gets his board, put it back up. And Landon Spidell swinging some elbows there. He's got to stop that. You'll get a foul without even drawing contact. Swinging elbows. Working it back out top with the basketball. He'll dribble in. Off the glass, 2-point bucket, right side. It's Nolan Swan, 38-20. 3:20 left here on the second quarter clock. To the front court, Garrett. They're working back around. They're working down low. Off the glass, easy shot there. For 21, Cole Duncan. Credit the assist to Mason Kidd. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Behind the back dribble right here, Grady Carpenter. Works the right side. Behind the arc, Jackson Money back out top, Nolan Swan. Grady Carpenter going to try the same location. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Ball caroms high. Landon Spidell all over the floor. And they're going to call time there. They're going to call a jump ball. Landon Spidell, I tell you what, he's a scrappy guy. I tell you what, his junior year coming up, football, and he's going to be one of the leaders without question. Going to bring it in from the side court. Nolan Swan. Bounce pass in, Jackson Money. Works it back to Grady Carpenter behind the arc. He's picked up by Cole Duncan. He'll dribble and try to go by him. They'll take it to the corner. 3-point shot. Rims around, wouldn't go. That was Jackson Money. Rebound there, picked up by Garrett. That's Victor Garrett. To the front court now. Shot on the way, Timmy Watson. Right elbow extended. 3-point bomb for Watson. Even a Kessler step behind the arc. Right there in front of the Blue Devil bench. 2:20 on the game clock. 38-25. Blue Devils by 13. They go to the opposite corner. Left corner baseline, short off the mark. Grady Carpenter, rebound secure. Going the other direction is Duncan. His pocket is picked by Maverick Conaway. Back the other direction, Landon Spidell going to go off the glass. Cole Duncan going to pick up the foul. You got to remember, you can't block every shot. But you can highly contest and make the shot difficult. Sometimes that's just as good. So we have a whistle of fouls, first foul of the ball game for 21, Cole Duncan. Landon Spidell to strike, first one wouldn't go. They'll get some encouragement on the lane. We'll mention Landon Spidell enters these shots right here at the foul line. He's shooting 73%. He's now 11 for 16. And 11 for 17, rebound Cole Duncan. They'll outlet Bradley Carroll, Jimmy Watson. Timmy Watkins out top, he'll work it down low, and Darryl, they go right-handed from the left side of the glass, gets a bucket, and he'll shoot one. And he acknowledges a good pass from teammate Timmy Watkins. When you see guys acknowledging a good pass, you know that individual is a worthy player. He's at the foul line now, 6'9", he'll get one. Early in the lane, he got the bucket anyway. If he'd have missed that, he'd have got another shot to Grady Carpenter likes to get in early. We're going to back around. Jump shot, fade away, going to go for Nolan Swan. Rebound Jackson Money. They're going to call foul on the floor. We'll see if this is going to be the seventh foul. It is. Seventh foul. Both teams at six. They put the seventh foul after they find out who it's on. It's on number 23, Victor Jarrett. He's got one. Blue Devils at the stripe for the bonus the rest of the way. 1:43 left here in the second quarter. First shot up and good. Jackson Money is 1-for-3 in the ballgame. He'll get one more. 39-28. Tipton by 11. And now Tipton still by 11. Rebound, Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell hits the deck. They're going to have to take a breather for him. He might have hit that backside. They got to stop the game. They need to stop the game, and they will. Missed shot for Cowan. Ball was on the way to the other side of the floor. 23 Jackson Money and Burke Emmert immediately across the floor. Coming down for the rebound hard right there was Landon Spidell. He bumped the backside of his noggin right there on the floor. And my guess, he's going to get a hand clap, but I would not look for him to come back in this ballgame. He's got both hands on the backside of his head as he's walking to the bench. He's a tough kid. They'll check on him. They'll check to see if his eyes are dilated. And they'll make good sense about him if he comes back in or not. That's their call, not me. Calls in the front court. Grady Carpenter out top, Jackson Money. Nolan Swan out top. He's guarded by Bradley Carroll. Going to be a shot taken if you have the elbow right side. Grady Carpenter, and the ball is recycled by Cole Duncan. Cole Duncan, 6'9". Grady Carpenter, 6'5". Tell you what, I walked by the team. I walked by Carpenter before they ran out to the floor, and my goodness. Yeah, it looked like Darnell Hillman. So, two shots at the line. Gavin Hare at the stripe for Tipton. First shot up and good. And Gavin Hare gets a free throw. He's now 2-for-7 on the season at the free throw line. And now 3-for-8. Gavin Hare, 2 at the stripe. Ball brought in backcourt. 1:12 on the game clock. On the dribble, Timmy Watson. Picked up and gets a steal. Grady Carpenter sticks that left hand out on the bounce pass and stole the basketball from Timmy Watson. He was straight to the hoop, got two in a hurry. 43-28. Tipton by 15. And under a minute left here in the quarter. So we're going to left side. Right side now. Mason Kidd shot rimmed out from three-point land. Rebound out of there. Grady Carpenter to the front court. Long shot. Nolan Swan rimmed out. Window rebound. Mason Kidd. Clock moving right here in the quarter. Going to be a long shot. Timmy Watson tries to ride it. Left elbow extended. Three-point shot. Wouldn't go. 28.5 left. 43-28. They're going to whistle a foul on Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare picks up his first foul in the ballgame. Bonus each way now at the free throw line. Shooting two. It's Cole Duncan. His first shot rims off long. Wouldn't go. He'll get one more. Gets some encouragement on the lane from Bradley Carroll. He'll throw it up right there and take a look at the rim. Cole Duncan, second shot. Good. He gets the back end of a two-shot foul. Clock moving. 43-29. Tipton in front. 20 seconds left in the quarter. In the front court, Grady Carpenter. He'll hand off Jackson Money on the dribble way out top. We're going to get him as Mason Kidd. Back to Nolan Swan. A little bit of a popcorn popper out top. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, spin move to go out top. Brady Carpenter for three, got the bucket near the buzzer, didn't get the inbound, and Brady Carpenter hit the three at the close of the second quarter. We'll go to halftime, 46, Tipton, 29, Cowan. We do appreciate you tuning in. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Scott G. Scott G, while growing up and accepting the responsibility of becoming the young man that hopefully mom and dad could be proud of, a work ethic development that may have begun while preparing daily for that high school or middle school, that last wrestling match in each of the matches before it. A strong will to want to succeed with a will to please others can be part of the recipe needed to graduate from the desired level of education that you set forth to achieve. From becoming a contractor to doing safe demolitions when called upon, we wish the best for this year's Tipton Blue Devils football and basketball team each and every Friday night. Signed, Scott G, a forever fan of the Tipton Blue Devils. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts at Clark West Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at Clark West Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. That's 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. This game is also in parts being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. She's a real estate agent. She works for Century 21. She'll work feverishly for you in this area and around the surrounding area. We'll mention, if you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going and where you are when that next home is needed to be released, you can call or text message Lisa Stokes there at 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. That's Lisa Stokes there, along with buying and selling for your best interest. You can contact Lisa. She specializes in residential and corporate relocations. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets. They're working some flag core out on the floor right now. They're doing some acrobatics. 6:45 on the intermission clock. We're going to talk a little bit about the Class 2A. We mentioned this last night. We mentioned them, the records they had from last night and their new tabulations now. I've rewritten the records, and some of them changed up. We'll mention, this is from Friday. We did this last night on the 16th. And we'll mention, Coach's poll this week, updated from last night, the current season records. Right here, we'll mention the top 18. They're in sectional number 37 at number 1. They got a win last night. That's Fort Wayne Blackhawk Braves. They're 5-0. Number 2 in the state of Indiana this week, sectional number 38. They got a win last night. That's the Carroll Cougars out of Florida. And yes, Coach Smith Hawkins talked about them in the pregame. He said they were rated in the state. And yes, they're number 2. Carroll Cougars are currently 5-0. At number 3, sectional 47, Linton Stockton. The Miners are now 5-1. They got a win last night. In fourth position is Sectional 46 representative, Brownstown Central Braves. They got a win last night. They're 6-1. At the fifth position, Sectional 42, Eastern Hancock Riddles. They got a win last night. They're now 5-1. Yeah, mentioned at number six, State of Indiana, this week. Sectional 48 at South Spencer Rebels. I've seen the South Spencer Rebels baseball team. They got a win at Victory Field versus Central Catholic, Class 2A. That was a few years ago. We're making South Spencer Rebels. They're 6-0. They got a win last night, basketball. At number seven, Sectional 33, they did not get a win last night. It's Gary 21st Century Cougars. They're now 4-2. Number eight in the state, Sectional number 40, Wapahani Raiders. They got a win last night. They're now 5-1. At number nine, South Knox Spartans. They're class Sectional number 47. They're at number nine. They got a win last night. They're 5-1. At number 10, this is Sectional 39. That's the Sectional Tipton belongs in. The Taylor Titans. They are now 7 wins, no losses on the season, yet to play a conference game. And we'll also mention right behind them, at number 11, Sectional 39, the Tipton Blue Devils. They got a win last night. They're 6-1. At number 12 in the state, Sectional 46, Providence Pioneers also saw them play baseball against Central Catholic. That was the year following the game with South Spencer. They also, Central Catholic, couldn't get the win. That was 2A. Providence Pioneers in basketball, they're now 3-2. They got a win last night. We'll also mention this. Number 13 in the state, Sectional 42, couldn't get a win last night. They're number 13, though. That's the Triton Central Tigers. They're now 5-2. At number 14, Sectional 35, Central Noble Cougars. They couldn't get a win last night. They're now 2-2. At number 15, Sectional 43, University High School Trailblazers. They're now 5-0. They got a win last night. Number 16, Sectional 36, Lewis Cass King. They did not get a win last night. They're now 5-2. At number 17, Sectional 46, Southwestern Rebels, back out of Hanover. They got a win last night. They're 6-0. And at number 18, Sectional 45, North Decatur Chargers did not play last night. They're 4-0 presently. Tonight, North Decatur Chargers at number 18 are at number 13, 5-2, Triton Central Tigers. And that completes Class 2A. We'll try to get through some of this 1A class right here. We'll mention Class 1A, these were tabulated on December 13th. Coaches poll, boys varsity basketball, top 20 listed. Sectional 57 at number 1, Bloomfield Cardinals, they're 5-1. Right there at 63, Sectional 63 at number 2 is Orleans Bulldogs, they're 4-1. At number 3, Sectional 64, Evansville Christian Eagles, 4-2. At number 4, Sectional 63, Ladoti Lions, they're 5-2. At number 5, Sectional 60, Edinburgh, they are the Lancers, they're 4-2. At number 6, Sectional 54, Fountain Central Mustangs, they're 4-0. At number 7, Sectional 60, Jackson Dell, they're the Eagles, they're 4-3. At number 8, Sectional 63, the Bar Reeve Vikings, they're 4-3. At number 9, Sectional 59, Indianapolis Lutheran Saints basketball, they're 3-1. This particular year, 2022, they're the football state champions. 2 years in a row, this year they beat Adams Central 30-13. Sectional number 58 at number 10, Bethesda Christian Patriots, they're 4-0. Bethesda Christian and Tipton, they'll be right here. And I believe so, it's January 7th. coming up. Number 11 is Sectional 59, Indianapolis Kinley Tigers. They're 2-3. Sectional 61, that's number 12, Christian Academy Warriors. They're 5-1. Two teams tied at 13. Sectional 38, Covington Trojans, 6-4. The other number 13, Sectional 61, Borden Braves. The Borden Braves are 5-2. Sectional 51, number 15 in the state, Bethany Christian Bruins, 2-3. And number 16, Sectional 56, Tri Titans. They're 4-3. And we'll get right to the number 18 in a moment. They're going to inbound the basketball. Alternate possession arrow brings it in. Cowan, they're in the front court. Jimmy Watson works it left side in the hands of Griffin Smith. Outside the arc, they go to the corner. Brownie Carroll, they work it down low to Watson. Inside out play, left corner baseline. Rims out. That shot taken by Griffin Smith. Back the other direction. Number 23, Jackson Money. To the corner, Nolan Swan, three-point shot in the absolute corner. That used to be a shot our guys would take at lunch hour, try to avoid the backboard, and Nolan Swan just did it. So, ball's in the front court, Cowan with the basketball on the dribble. He did a new dribble out there, touches a Blue Devil. It's number 20, Griffin Smith, long pass across the floor, goes out of bounds. Can be brought in from the side court, Maverick Conaway. Nolan Swan on the dribble across the sideline. Picking him up right here is Bradley Carroll. They're working through the right corner baseline. Working around right there. That's Grady Carpenter. Touches the hands. Jackson Money. Now Maverick Conaway back to Grady. Grady Spender. They're working left side. Landon Seidel. Back to Grady Carpenter. They're working back here. Jump shot. Jackson Money. Long off the rim. Rebound. Bradley Carroll of Cowan. He goes dribbled off the foot. Bounces up, picked up by number 3, Grady Carpenter. He'll work it up ahead. They'll go off the glass. Nolan Swan for 2. 51-29. Blue Devils in front. We're in the third quarter. 6.5 minutes left in the quarter. It's going to be a steal at half court. Picked up by Grady Carpenter. He'll get a bucket. Uncontested to the hoop. Going to be brought in from the backcourt, Kenny Watson. Right side, Mason Chiz. Cross court against a teammate, Griffin Smith. Now back out top, Timmy Watson on the dribble. They go to the corner with it. 3-point shot in the air, rimmed around, wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Mason Chiz. Fighting for the board with Cole Duncan. He loses the handle and goes out of bounds. Can be brought in from the backcourt. 6:02 on the game clock. Walking across the timeline is Grady Carpenter. They'll work at left side. They'll reach at the offense. They'll balance the floor. Out top, he'll dribble in. Grady Carpenter works it down low. 2-point bucket. Landon Seidel. Landon Seidel on the season. He's averaging 4.7. He contributes in different ways. He's bumping it up right now with Brownie Sherrill. No call. Ball's loose there in the front court. Timmy Watson could handle it. Maverick Conaway gets a steal. They'll push it on ahead to Grady Carpenter. They're going to lay it right over the rim for 2. 57-29, 5:20 left here in the third quarter. Left side, going to be a 3-point shot on the way. Long off the mark, where'd he go? That was Griffin Smith. Ball caroms long. Gentleman hits the floor, and there's 2 Blue Devils, Nolan Swan, and Landon Seidel immediately to help him up. That was number 20, Griffin Smith. He'll bring the ball in from the side court in the front court of Cowan. Thought about a long shot. Kenny Watson. He's still got the triple threat available. Guarding him is Jackson Money. He'll backpedal dribble. He'll pass the chest, pass right side. Mason Kidd get the ball back. Shot in the air. Jeff misses. Rebound out of there. Nolan Swan. He's trying to go coast to coast. He'll go to the corner with it. 3-point shot good. Jackson Money for 3. Going to be a timeout called. It's called a timeout. Cowan's going to call a timeout. They're going to stay standing, so it's going to be a 30. Nope, they're going to set down. It's going to be a 60-second timeout. And as mentioned, Class 1A, boys basketball this week. At number 18, Sectional 50, Westville, and Westville also the Blackhawks. So there's 4 Blackhawks schools, and I'm The Blackhawks of Westville are 5-2. At number 19, sectional 59, Greenwood Christian Cougars, they're 2-3. And at number 20, sectional 63, the Springs Valley Blackhawks, they're 4-2. So that's Cowan, Sheridan, Springs Valley, and Westerville, all occupying the mascot of Blackhawks. So there's the first buzzer, 60-second timeout. The woman, if you are listening to an education-based high school varsity basketball game, this internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall. Robbie Kendall, you can dial him up on the web at audiosportsonline.net. If you'd like to broadcast, that's the place to go. The ball's in the backcourt trying to break the press. Timmy Watson to the press court. He'll bounce it up to Mason Kidd. Nolan Swan making it difficult. They get the ball back and work it back around. Little elbow. Kick it to the corner again. Mason Kidd. He'll bounce it back out of there. Timmy Watson tries to bounce it back to Kidd. And a good footwork right there. Kicks it out of bounds. Off the foot of Jackson Money. 4:28 on the game clock. Back in the ball game. Re-entering the ball game for Cowan is number 5, Blaine Marlett. Blaine Marlett wears number 5. So they're working around the perimeter. Timmy Watson behind the back dribble, inside the arc. They're working down low. Cole Duncan. Cole Duncan gets his shot recycled by sophomore sensation Grady Carpenter. 4:16 on the game clock. Going to be brought in, riding the bucket on the baseline. Timmy Watson for Cowan. He'll toss it in deep. Behind the arc, Mason Kidd, they get it back to Timmy Watson. Cross-court pass to Mason Kidd to try to work it down low to Cole Duncan. Couldn't grasp it, goes into the hands of Grady Carpenter. They kick it right side. Three-point shot good. Maverick Conaway. Maverick Conaway on the season. He entered the game shooting 50% at 17 for 34. That's good. I say 30% is good. That's exceptional. We're going to back around. Three-point, two-point shot. Render Hill went in. That's number 5, Blaine Marlatt. Blaine Marlatt for 2. He just got back in the ballgame. He picked up the role to guard Nolan Swan. That's quite a task. So work it back around. Spin move, Grady Carpenter. Outside shot, three-point shot good. Jackson Money for 3. 66-31, 3:14 on the clock. We're in the third quarter. Outside the arc, Mason Kidd. Mason Kidd shot with a go. As mentioned, Landon Spidell, he's back in the ballgame. He was deemed ready to go. He hit the deck again right there. He's right back up. And while you put the shoulder pads and a helmet on him, you'll catch any pass you throw him. 2:50 on the game clock. Brought in to Cole Duncan. Back to Timmy Watson. Out top, three-point shot on the way. Rimmed off, wouldn't go. That was Griffin Smith. Rebound shifted. Grady Carpenter to the front court. Tall pass. Benny's hands should have been caught. Go through the hands of Jackson Money. 2:30 on the game clock. Working it in the front court. Clock moving. Mercy rule in effect. 2:20 on the game clock. Out top, three-point shot, good. Timmy Watson, straight away for 3. 2:12 on the game clock, third quarter. Working on the dribble, Nolan Swan. Outside the arc, Grady Carpenter. Rims off, wouldn't go. Landon Spidell trying to grab the board. Over his back right here, no call. It's 20, Griffin Smith. He shifts it to the corner, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Timmy Watson. Going to be long in the front court for Gibson. Taking a breather is number 20, Griffin Smith. Back in the ballgame, 23, Victor Garrett. They're tossing in Grady Carpenter. Left side, three-point shot, wouldn't go. Wouldn't have counted anyway. Going to be an offensive foul. Illegal screen on Gibson. Clock moving, 1:32. Mercy rule, the clock will not stop unless they're shooting free throws or there's an injury. Or there's a timeout. Clock will continue to run. rest of the third quarter and the fourth quarter. And that doesn't even matter. If the other team catches up and takes the lead, it's still going to run because once it starts, it doesn't stop. Outside the arc, right side, three-point shot good. That's number two, Timmy Watson for a three-pointer. They're working left side behind the arc, Gavin Hare in the ballgame. Out top, Nolan Swan picks up a screen from Brady Carpenter. He'll dribble in, left-handed shot in the paint, wouldn't go. They're gonna call jump ball. Open hand. Whistle blows and that open hand goes up. You know it's not a foul. If it's a closed fist, they're calling a foul. In the paint, alley-oop. Nolan Swan gets it in. Alley-oop play to Jackson Money. 68-37. Shot off the mark left of center. That was Timmy Watson for three. Rebound out there, ends up in the hands of Cole Duncan. Ball lost the handle, ball tipped out of bounds, belongs to Tipton. 12 seconds left in the quarter. Cross the timeline, Grady Carpenter. He's going to get it to Nolan Swan, 7 seconds. He's going to dribble in, left-handed off the glass hard, wouldn't go. Timmy Watson, going to shoot a shot to buzzer, Mason Kidd. Good, inside the arc, a fadeaway. Credit the assist to Timmy Watson. Three quarters gone by. At the end of three, Tipton, 68. Cowan, 39. And again, we do thank you for tuning in. Keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. And bringing this thing to you, in part, is Hope Jewelers. That's Hope Jewelers there in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Ball's in the front court. Cowan, Blackhawks on the dribble. Out top, Timmy Watson will work at left side. Blaine Morris back to Timmy Watson. He'll take a long three. Short off the rim, wouldn't go. They left him open. He took the three. Rebound, they pass it up ahead. Jackson Money. Left side of the glass, credit the long assist. Nolan Swan. Gonna tip it down low. Duncan with the basketball. He goes off the glass. He gets fouled before he goes up. He's in the act of shooting. He gets the bucket and he'll shoot one more. So at the free throw line is number 21, Cole Duncan. They're gonna whistle this foul on Grady Carpenter. He's got three in the contest. 7:14 left. We're in the fourth quarter at Tipton High School. Conversation at the scores bench. They're probably double-checking the foul situation. That sounds like the second foul to me on Grady. Long off the rim, shot when he goes. Took out the two. Blaine Marlin gets the offensive board. They work at the Timmy Watson. Works it around the perimeter. Right there, Mason Kidd. To Marlin. To Watson. Thought about being open. Nolan Swan, Tim Burgess. Timmy Watson going to dribble in. He's going to try to get it to Cole Duncan. Ball tipped away, picked up by Grady Carpenter. He'll work it down low left side off the glass. Jackson Money, living right there. Pretty close to that 12.1 average, I'm quite sure. I will mention I'm not keeping stats. It should be almost impossible to keep stats. And I'm trying to talk. But they're working the right side. They go behind the arc. They get the ball back to Marlin. They get it to Victor Garrett. Working the right side. Marlin on the back middle dribble from the corner. They'll get it to Timmy Watson. He'll drive baseline. They go left-handed off the glass. No foul called. No block. No charge. They just let it go. Ball's in the front court now. Nolan Swan going to dribble in. 14-footer. Might have got his shot blocked right there by Cole Duncan. Cole Duncan's going to get an outlet. Might have got away with the step. And they're going to call an offensive foul. I think Cole Duncan would have rather had the the traveling violation that they didn't call before he got the offensive charging foul under the bucket. So Cole Duncan has two in the ballgame, three here in the second half on Tipton, one thus far, that's Cole Duncan's foul, on Cowan here in the second half. 5:38 clock moving. We're in the mercy rule. Clock is going to continue to move unless a timeout in injury or free throws being shot. Going back the other direction. Ball's low. Going to be a reach-in. Driving hard to the hoop right there with Mason Kidd. Mason Kidd, where's number one? Two players going to check in for Cowan. Cowan is checking in with number 24, Jaden Terry. He's a 6'4 junior. Also back in the game, we're going to see number 10, Clark Trimble. He's a 6'2 junior. So we're going to do the correct. Number 10, Trimble in the ball game off the bleachers. Cut they off the seat for three. He gets initiated right away. They go back the other direction. Jackson Money in a hurry off the glass left side. 74-44. Tipton in front. 4:40 on the game clock. Out top, Cole Duncan, her dribble. He'll pick it up, right elbow. To get it back to teammate, Trimble couldn't get that one. That was Clark Trimble from left elbow extended. They work it back up ahead. Grady Carpenter gets the bucket right there in the paint, left side of the glass. And credit another good assist to Nolan Swan. So he gets the bucket. He'll shoot one more. We're going to see Sam Hundrickhouse in the ballgame. He wears number 33, 6'6" in sophomore, getting a good hand clap, leaving the ballgame. It's Nolan Swan. Cole Duncan's going to get a breather. He's going to get a good handshake right here by Coach Aaron Groves in the ballgame for him of Cowan. It's number 12, Logan Walker. He's a 6'2 senior. 3-point play good, Grady Carpenter. 77-44. Ball's in the front court on the dribble. 24, Jaden Terry. So we're going to run the perimeter. Trimble to Garrett. 3-point shot in the air. Wouldn't go. A shot taken by Jaden Terry. Back the other direction on the rebound. Jackson Money gets it to Grady Carpenter. Out top, he's working against number 5. That's Blaine Marlach. He works it down low. 2-point bucket good. Clock moving, 3:55, it's stationary. They're going to stop it and call timeout to get guys in the game. Tipton's calling timeout just for substitution reasons. They're not going to stop the clock and take a seat, talk about it. They're substituting. In the ballgame for Tipton is 22, Drake Johnson. Taking a breather for the rest of the game, likely, is Jackson Money. They're across the timeline. So Blue Devils, Sam Hundrickhouse in the ballgame. He's 6'6". He's a sophomore. He wears 33. Turnaround jumper, Marlach in the paint. Pretty nice looking shot from Blaine Marlach. 80-46 across the timeline. Behind the arc, Sam Quigley. He'll pass it back out top in the ballgame for Tipton. Number 12, Oliver Conaway. He'll play the guard position. They're working back to Gavin Hare out top. They're giving it to Oliver Conaway. Conaway being guarded by Jaden Terry. Out top of the basketball on the dribble, Sam Quigley. Guarding him is Marlach. They're working to the corner. Took a shot. That was Oliver Conaway. It tipped the block shot by Terry. Back the other direction. In the front court, Cowan. They're working out top. That's Trimble. Clark Trimble. He'll take a three. He was in off the bricks. Earlier, hit a three from the corner baseline. Couldn't get that shot to go. Rebound carries out to Jaden Terry. He dribbles in. It's going to be a reach-in. It's going to be a foul whistled on Tipton. In the ballgame. In the ballgame for Cowan. Number 30, that's Gentry Groves. He's 6'2", a sophomore. I'm guessing he's related to the coach himself. Might even go home with the coach. Why not? That coach is special. Did a half-quarter pregame interview. Sounded nice. Appreciate him. So we're getting behind the arc on the dribble. That's Jaden Terry. Jaden Terry in the paint. He'll take a shot. little fadeaway and wouldn't get it to go. Right there, tipped in, number 22, Drake Johnson. He's going to pick up the foul. He's got one. Team foul number 6 on Tipton. At the free throw stripe is number 24, Jaden Terry, 6'4 junior. Going to shoot his first free throw of the season. First shot is good. He's 1-for-1, shooting 100%. Gavin Hare going to exit the ball game. Blue Devil's going to send in. Teammate right there. We'll try to capture that. Second shot, also good. That's number 24, Jaden Terry, 2 at the stripe. 80-48. 2:04, clock moving. Working on the left side out top is Sam Quigley. Working against him is Clark Trimble, number 10 for Cowan. He'll dribble in and go off the glass. A little bit strong. Rebound. Cowan, that's Jaden Terry, number 24. He'll take it across the timeline. He'll dribble behind the belt. He'll go coast to coast off the glass. 2-point bucket, Jaden Terry. 80-50. 1:37 on the game clock. Working the right side with the basketball out top. Going to dish it left side. Shot on the way, wouldn't go. A 3-point effort from Sam Hummerkouse. He's now 1-for-2 on the season from 3-point land. So we're going to round the perimeter. We're going to back out top. That's number 10, Trimble. He'll dish off teammate. He'll shoot outside the arc. Trimble has 2 3-pointers here in the quarter. 1:07 left. 80-53. Tipton in front. Crossing the timeline at a drop pace. He'll throw it up now. Crossing over. That's Sam Quigley. Works it left side. Drake Johnson gets the ball back to Quigley. Quigley guarding the basketball, but here is stealing it from him with Trimble to go baseline. They're kicking outside the arc. 3-point shot wouldn't go for Drake Johnson. Rebound, Sam Quigley. Sam Quigley throws up a desperation shot under the bucket, and it goes in. He'll shoot one more. It'll whistle the foul on number 12, Logan Walker. Logan Walker in the ball game. He's down low on the block. On the right side, he picked up the personal foul. He's got one. 3-point play, rims around, and falls in for Sam Quigley. Going to work it through the front court. Under a minute left in the contest. Going to be tipped, going to go out of bounds. Clock going to continue to run. 50 seconds left in the ball game. 83-53. Blue Devils in front. They're going to pick up a trot and go across the timeline. 10-second line. They're in the front court now. Sam Quigley on the stationary dribble. Working against him is Clark Trimble. They'll keep the dribble alive. Working the basketball right there. You know, working out top. Working it right there. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Oliver Conaway ends up in the hands of Drake Johnson. Clock expires. 32 minutes gone by. Final score. Tipton, 83. Cowan, 53. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention the next game on the agenda. Tipton Blue Devils. They're going to play on the 22nd of December. That's a Thursday. They'll play at a neutral site. That'll be Dick Cowell High School. And we'll mention Tipton. They're going to play Dade County at 12 noon. It might be a 12:15 start time. And we'll mention there at DeKalb. There'll be a 10 o'clock game. It'll be Lakeland and DeKalb. Tipton will play the following game about 12:15. And we'll also mention the Cowan Blackhawks. Cowan Blackhawks' next game on their agenda. It's going to happen on Friday, January 6th. January 6th, 2023. The Cowan Blackhawks will go to Daleville for a conference matchup. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. We do appreciate you tuning in. And we appreciate my wife for sound check. Say why she works hard tonight. I think she's with my sister. And they're having a special time, just the girls. So we thank you for tuning in. And no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.